It was lobbying group Family First which pushed for the review and an R18 restriction, and board member Sue Reid joins us now. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Why were you concerned about the book Into the River?
We were concerned originally because it won in the category award in the New Zealand Children's Book Award in 2013 for young adult. So that's that 13 plus age group. And I read it. I have read it. As an adult reader, I found it pretty confronting as well. Probably my initial thoughts were the graphic content of the nature of the writing, the language, also the inappropriate relationships between children and adults in areas of responsibility like a teacher, a friend's parent, that sort of thing. Also, my main point would be that there was no, because people might think, oh, but they've got to read about that because they might be experiencing that. But there was no hero in the book. There was no redemptive factor for that character. It's just almost gratuitous. It's just out there. It's out of context. It's not a good flowing book. So I suppose I did question why it won, but that's beside the point. That these issues, these graphic content is just interspersed into the book, and there is no healthy outcome as to, you know, where these young people would get help.
Can I ask, are you worried about the increased popularity that might come about given the ban?
Especially given your review.
No, because it's a book that's 3 years old. It's not widely available because it's a self-published book. And I'm not sure, you have to ask Ted whether it is actually out of print now. But the thing is that the reason that it's an interim ban, we're not calling for a ban. We're also not calling for Ted Dawes to be burnt at the stake either. It's an interim ban, and it's a response to a group, the Librarian Services Group, that took a case to the Chief Censor to lift that ban. And so we're saying, well, no, we need to keep that ban in place. We're saying that this is a pretty serious book, serious language, serious content, that we want that restriction to still be in place. So there's an interim ban while the process goes through the courts.
I'm getting the sense that you would be happy to have some of this content in a book if there was some sort of moral or guidance or education or context around the material that helped children, but you feel that it's a little gratuitous in its current form.
It's missing that, and I guess because it's a self-published book, you miss out on that full editorial process to really have some of those issues looked at and closed. I read a lot of young adult books, and I know what young adults are asking for, working in the bookselling industry myself. And so, yeah, kids are asking for books with those issues and the angst and that sort of thing. So, and we have some fantastic New Zealand authors that do address those, but they do it in a way that is age appropriate and not so, so graphic and harsh it really is quite an assault on all your senses.
All right. Board member for Family First, Sue Reid, thanks very much for chatting to us this afternoon.